I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What happened to Saxonville?
Well, first off, this defense is, they're not a fraud, but you're not, exactly the steel curtain of back in the day. You've given up 70 points. So it's easy. We all point fingers at Blake Bortles. Me especially, I can't stand the way he plays. But this defense is so overrated, it's not even funny. And, Saxonville, well, we all know why they get their sacks.
Why?
Because they play the Titans twice, the Colts twice, and the Texans twice. That'll give you 50 sacks right there. None of those teams can protect the quarterback.
Man, that was uproarious laughter from the studio audience.
I tell you what, I ain't playing no games.
He took down everybody.
Oh, he was going out guns blazing. Yeah. Going out guns blazing. He's not wrong.
No.
People.
I'm not going to say they're frauds, but
they're overrated.
That's right.
They're
not frauds.
I like
but
the way you backed off that stance, yeah. Rex Ryan and yeah. His John McClain alluded to. That's why they've got him on television. Either way, no, he's right. The Titans have been a sieve. Now, as to John's point, 8 of those sacks that he had on Sunday were where he just held on to the ball too long. What worries me about this deal with Deshaun Watson and definitely go check out John's article. I'm guessing it's on Texas Sports Nation on cron.com. It's definitely worth your time and worth checking out. But he threw out some numbers earlier that were, to say the least, very unnerving. This year so far, 25 quarterback sacks, 65 hits, he's been hit 90 times. They're averaging 22.5 points per game, and, they're 3-3. Last year in this 3-3 start, for one Mr. Deshaun Watson, 15 sacks, 37 hits, all right, and then, 34.5 points per game, and of course a 3-3 start. All right, so definitely night and day different from last year to this year. But what's more important is the fact that so far he's been hit literally.
That's the thing.
40 more times this year than last year.
Mm-hmm.
40 more times. And we talked about how bad this offensive line was last year and through the exact same 6 games. And for whatever reason, I didn't really put 2 and 2 together. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Oh, my God. When you look at those 40 more times. He's been hit this year than last year, and you would think and you just wonder, how do you, how you coach that or what you have to do to tell a guy don't hold on to the ball so long or just quit fixating on one guy. I don't know how that works.
Well, he's going to have to get rid of the ball more. He's not because Bill O'Brien has pretty much said it's a fine line and, you don't want to hamstring his talent and
his
ability to make plays.
Yeah.
But at some point they just got to say, dude, just. He's not going
to
last
the
season.
Live to see the next down.
He won't last to see.
No,
but then,
there's no way.
He won't last the rest of the season. But then the offensive line is so bad, if you keep him from running around, is he going to be in the pocket more?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be in his head. I got to just get rid of the ball and lead to more hits. It's really a tough. This line is just
this
awful.
Is a.
I was surprised John McClain agreed with me. It's probably the worst offensive line in the history of the organization.
Well, and actually a texter just texted in, how much of it is as soon as he snaps the ball, he's got somebody in his face.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it. How much of this, and again, he's, we talk about when you're, I've heard Teddy J and Henry talk about this. When you're thinking out on the football field, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right. And how much of this is, and we get it, you got to read defenses and all that, and that's one thing. But when you're trying to read defenses and protect yourself from getting killed at the same time, that's a tough ask.
I
don't care who you are.
I also think that he's just catching the ball and waiting for the first guy to make him miss. I think a lot of times he's anticipating it and he's almost waiting.
Yeah.
A lot of times he's holding on to the ball too long because he's getting it and he's waiting for the first guy, making him miss and then trying to make a play. So I do think it's a little bit of his fault, but you can't blame him for being somewhat mentally fried behind the cell line.
Sure, sure.
Can you blame the Astros?
I got the lineup of
for what?
Entertainment
for what?
Here.
So the Astros, again, listen, we love the Astros, you know that much, but in-game performances. And
I've got the list of all 3 games here.
You're the podium critic, one Mr. Landry Locker. I'm just going to make some random observations.
All right.
Go ahead and go.
So let me just go through this. Okay, today, Anthem, country music artist Cody Johnson. God
That's
bless
today?
Yeah.
Okay.
God Bless America, country music artist Neil McCoy.
Neil McCoy.
That first sound pitch, country, I don't know what does. Lance Berkman.
There you go.
Throwing to Jeff Blum.
There you go.
All right.
Astro
Tomorrow,
Wealthy.
Country music artist Tracy Byrd.
Hey-o. Shout out to Beaumont.
God Bless America, Tarin Wells. First pitch, Tennessee's own Chris Burke to Brandon Backey.
Okay.
Thursday, country music artist Clay Walker. God Bless America, 2014 Miss Houston, Isis Smalls. I don't know what kind of
how you live in Isis Smalls
music
and
she
mansions
does.
And Benzes.
She's first, giving ends to her friends.
First
and
pitch,
stupendous.
Jeff Kent.
Hey-o.
I kind of sense a theme here.
Let's get Isis on the show.
How many country music artists? How many country music artists can you pack into a three-game series?
Five.
At least, right?
There's five. Who's Torian?
Cody Johnson, Neil McCoy. There's two.
Uh-huh.
Tracy Byrd, Clay Walker.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Tarin Wells.
I don't either.
Never heard of him.
Tarin, if you're it could be a female, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tarin, if you're listening, 713.
Tarin Wells?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
T-A-U-R-E-A-N. Torian, if you're listening.
Tarin Wells.
I think that's Torian.
Torian? It's T-A-U-R-E-N.
Yeah, I got right. It's an
American
artist,
Christian
yeah.
rock and pop.
There we go.
Boy or girl?
Male.
Male. Okay. Christian pop and rock. that's kind of what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah?
Speaking of.
Said, ho! How about that? You know Tarin Wells in this guy's playlist. He's getting swole to him before the game
How much
starts.
Country music can the baseball Jesus
Oh, my goodness.
Handle?
Real quick, the one, the only, Derek Fogle. You find him. He is our Astros reporter. This guy talks baseball. The kids talk about the drip. That's how he talks about baseball. And you can find him every Wednesday, Thursday, whatever night he's on the shift. Just follow him on Fogle Said What. That way you will know when Derek Fogle and Pat McClellan will be talking all things Astros baseball, the best baseball show in H-Town, if I don't say so myself. Real quick, how do you feel about in-game performances, anthems, seventh-inning stretch, all that good stuff?
When I was playing, I used to get really annoyed by it because I was always amped up pitch. So, especially when I was a starter, I was a little more relaxed as a reliever. But as a starter, you're just kind of annoyed. You just want to go and throw.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What real quick, genre music, give me one that you're a big fan of, and it's country it.
Wait, a genre of country?
No, just give me a genre.
What's
your genre of music? What's your go-to?
Probably rock.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I would have never guessed it.
Okay. All right. You and Ryan McCredden, I'll tell you what. You guys on that top 10 mm-hmm. list here in H-Town. All right. Anyway, we digress.
You need to go to a Korn concert with Ryan.
Anyway, here's the deal. You will never hear him complain. We will never hear Ryan complain about Derek Fogle's bumper music. That's for sure. All right. Dallas Keuchel. Listen, this guy's been up and down all year. I say he's got to put his money where his mouth is because I think this is as big a performance as for, you know, his offseason this offseason. What say you on number 6-0?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's actually a really good matchup. I know the last time they were in Fenway, he got knocked around a little bit, but it's a pivotal game three. You know, it's really big for the Red Sox. They got to take one, and this would be a huge one to take. And, you know, games like that, hitters really want to come out swinging. The Crawford boxes can look a little closer than usual. And the way that Dallas throws is he powers you down. He slows you down. He forces you to stay up the middle. So I think this is a good fit for him. I like when he's in pitcher's ballparks, and that's not what Minute Maid is. But in a game like this, I think he'll fare pretty well.
As far as the lineup is concerned, Marwin is a do-it-all, but he's not Altuve at second. Am I reading a little bit too much worry into Altuve DHing instead of playing second base?
Well, we had an idea that would happen. AJ said that his knee was bothering him a little bit. I think, if anything, it makes me a little nervous in the field. We saw what happened when Correa and Altuve were gone. There were some errors, and, I mean, they don't necessarily go on the score sheet as errors, but as long as Correa's there, you know, you got to have one of the two pieces and you're going to be all right. So let him DH. Let him just focus on hitting because there's times where he doesn't look very comfortable. Is it because of that knee? I don't know. It's probably a safe bet. But, no, I wouldn't look into it too much.
Derek Fogle joining us here. Game time in about 3.5 hours. A lot of talk about the pine tar, a lot of talk about Bregman. You know, I mean, listen, obviously, real quick, from a pine tar perspective, are you buying into it that the Red Sox have been doing it all year long?
I mean, everybody does it all year long, so okay. I don't know why people are really, you know, I told you about it yesterday. I have multiple stories. It's part of it. Like, you don't like it, but it's
part of the game, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're not going to worry about that. Breggy Bragg, a little post-game video or a little pre-game video work. You good with that?
You know, I don't love it, but I think you got to look at it more as, you know, from the eyes of Alex Bregman. He's playful and fun and confident. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Eovaldi doesn't even have social media, so he was made aware of it, but it's not like he saw it or anything and was like, you know, all riled up about it. So I think it's just kind of Bregman's game. You know, if he's not on your team, you probably don't like him, but, you know, we're in Houston. We can enjoy it.
Okay, so kind of like a Bryce Harper, and that's just a better version of him. Real quick, Nate Eovaldi, who's actually from Alvin, just down the road here, and so he'll be making his postseason debut in front of the home fans, at least from a home perspective. What do you expect out of him today, just being from down the road?
Well, last time he was here, Bregman played the highlight reel for you, what happened. It is going to be the biggest start of his career, no doubt. He's coming home. He's a guy that can hit the triple digits pretty easily. I bet he's going to be a little amped up.
Yeah.
So he's got to find his breaking ball early. And, you know, in comparison, Gerrit Cole wasn't really able to do that. It was spiked or it was, you know, like belt high. He couldn't really find the breaking ball, and that's what happens when you got a little nerves going. So I would expect him to try and find that early because you know he's going to have the fastball. He's going to be amped up. But it's going to be the name of the game of who can, you know, blink first here. They got to jump on his fastball or figure out a way to make it easier to guess, because when a guy's bumping upper 90s, you really got to pick your spots on when you're going to swing, what part of the play, things like that.
All right, we'll get you out of here with this, Baseball Jesus. 6, 7, or 5 innings from Dallas Keuchel, and give me an X factor at the plate.
I will go 6 innings. I think he's going to have to battle a little bit. There's going to be some traffic, but remember, don't panic. That's what people like to do nowadays, especially because you're in the cooker. Just one game matters so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of the lineup, I would actually think Brian McCann, you know, he hasn't had many at-bats. When he's come in, we've had a couple McCannon balls. So I think on the left side of the plate, that's where, you know, you need to see something from Reddick. You need to see something from Marwin. But I think that's the opportunity for McCann to, you know, have his moment. He hasn't had many because of the knee surgery. So I'm picking McCann and 6 innings for Keuchel.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. That's why he is Baseball Jesus. And you guys will be on tonight, correct, the shift?
Yes, we will. 9 to 11 post game.
Very fantastic. Good. That is the premier post game in all of H-Town. I promise you, you will enjoy it. Derek, enjoy yourself at the game, and we'll be listening tonight.
All right, sounds good, fellas.
There you have it. The one, the only, Derek Fogle, a.k.a. Baseball Jesus, a.k.a. at Fogle said what on Twitter. When we return, all right, here's the deal, folks. You guys, to say you stumbled out of the gate yesterday.
No, you sucked.
Would be a gross.
But I have confidence in you.
No, this is what you guys do, okay? It's episode 99. Stay in your lane.
Whoever bats leadoff, and
huge.
If it's think tank tank, we know you have it in you.
Don't do too much.
Leadoff is important.
It's huge, mm-hmm. Okay? Stay in your lane. Don't do too much. Because mm-hmm. That's when things start going awry, gentlemen. Yeah. You guys know this, okay? That's when things start going awry is when you start trying to do too much. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. It is think tank time. Let's get it right. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.